This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. One of the best-known rock operas is about to hit the stage in Galesburg.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you?
Prairie Players Civic Theater Tommy, will put their spin on The Who's Tommy.
Ooh, Tommy, 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 Tommy.
Scott Rasso is the director and choreographer for the show. Rasso says he fell in love with the music and connected with the story when he was in high school, and he saw the Broadway production in the 1990s. This seems like a rather ambitious project for a small community theater, is it?
Yes, definitely. That's putting it very lightly.
Rasso says he pitched the show to the Prairie Players Board, which accepted his proposal in March of last year.
And starting with my first production meeting in May, I began to realize, wow, this is quite an ambitious project. There's a lot of stuff that has to go into it. A lot of people need to be involved. I have to be able to sell my vision to them.
See me. Feel me. Touch me.
Tommy is normally a big stage production. Rasso says he had to scale it down for the intimate theater at Prairie Players. It seats around 100.
I've made the show more abstract. So, for instance, I don't have it in the budget to buy pinball machines to use or even to rent them. So I've had my designer, Craig Choma, he developed what looks like a frame of a pinball machine. And he built them out of wood and spray painted them. So it's going to be pretty easy for the audience to imagine that they're pinball machines, but them being an empty frame, you know, they're easy to move, they're lightweight, they're on wheels, so they're actually part of the choreography and part of the staging of our show.
A four-piece band will perform the music live, and Rasso says the cast includes some amazing singers.
In reality, it's going to be a rock concert. If I could combine a rock concert with a silent picture, that's what we have.
Rasso warns the rock opera Tommy includes mature themes and is not for young children.
This isn't just an artistic venture for me. This is me making a statement to the community saying these are issues and things that happen to children, and what we're depicting on stage is completely real for somebody out there in this community, you know, for a child.
We're not gonna take it, never did and never will. We're not gonna take it, gonna break it, gonna shake it, let's forget it, better still.
This show is so much more than just entertainment. I hope people learn something from it. I hope that if nothing else, they see something new that they've not seen before. I hope we blow the roof off the place with the live music and a full house and everything. But I want it to be a spiritual experience. I hope that they can see themselves somewhere in the show and that the show will forever be a part of them.
The show will be performed this weekend and next. The curtain rises at 7:30 each Friday and Saturday night and 2 o'clock for the Sunday matinees. Tickets are available online. They're $15 for adults, $8 for students. Tri-State's Public Radio News.